In the 60s, Britain owned pop culture. A new generation of youth created a buzz where even running was cool and fame could be claimed overnight. You really got me now. When Time magazine proclaimed that London was swinging, it wasn't a signal to rush next door with the wife. It meant Britannia ruled the pop world. London was the music capital of the planet. For 40 years, an incredible archive of interviews with the famous faces of 60s music and pop culture lay unseen. It was the personal project of TV star Bernard Braden, whose dream was to interview the stars throughout their lives. But his dream never came true. Until now. The Beatles reinvented pop music and gave Britain its own pop culture. And they were still in their 20s. And it was the young that bore them success. Rather than wasting their money on sweets, teenagers were splashing out on ghetto blasters and massive mixing decks. If you were young, talented, and could button your own shirt, a hit single was there for the taking. The streets of London were literally paved with agents trying to spot the next big thing.